Hey, with some deep apologies this week at not being able to share a shiur from the Chasam Sofer live. It was a little bit of a crazy week. Shabbos Chanukah, I want to share something, a little bit from the Chasam Sofer on Chanukah, maybe a little bit on Vayeshev. He begins in his Agados on Chanukah by discussing V'zeidim b'yad oskei sarasacha, that Kadosh Baruch Hu delivered the Greeks, or Zeidim, in the hands of oskei sarasacha. So he writes, Tmeim b'yad tahorim is a parish on Rabim b'yad ma'atim. Why are we ma'atim? Since we keep the laws of Nida, Tmeim b'yad tahorim, so we have less kids. That's what the Chasam Sofer says. So Tmeim b'yad tahorim, we're tahar, we worry about laws of Nida, and therefore we're Rabim b'yad ma'atim. We don't have as many kids. Risham biyad tzadikim, hainu enam nimolim, biyad nimolim. Hainu giborim biyad chalashim. Kamo shakosav, kitiya bar shalom, perakamad avodazar, al mila shahim machlasha. So he says, Risham biyad tzadikim is giborim biyad chalashim, that we're weaker because we have a bris mila, and the bris mila actually physically weakens a person. Interesting. But then he says, v'osef ata zeidim biyad osi sorasacha. Ki zeid yahir. What's zeidim? Zeidim is an arrogant person. Hameschaki mitachpulos kima badavar shezadu aleim. An arrogant person who is always planning and conniving to win wars. Asher zadu v'hava neschak mala aleim. V'achar ratzel lomar zeidim umeschakim biad chalushe seichel. Right. So he says you might think zeidim biad oskir secha means bright, conniving, sharp people, the Greeks, were handed over to weak people. But he says, Chalil lomar chen, how could you say that Klal Yisrael is weak intellectually? Ki mi baal seichel, the charif, yosem Yisrael. What do you mean? We're just as conniving as anybody else. However, he says like this, Achim oskim bezeidam v'yoharam. They are engaged in their sharp, cunning strategies of war and arrogantly planning battle. So he says, the chiddush is that people who learn Torah, how are you going to be good at battle? If you're going to spend your time engaged in Torah study, it's going to take away from your ability to be a fighter. You're not going to be a good fighter. So that's the chiddush of Zeidim Biyad Oskei Sarasecha. Interesting idea. In the sense that he writes, first of all, that Klal Yisrael is always known to be sharp and intelligent people. I think they say we have a incredible number of Nobel Prizes were won by Jews. We have big seichel, but Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us that seichel to be used to study Torah, and therefore, really, we're not supposed to be so good at war. But somehow, Kadosh Baruch Hu has us winning wars anyway. So we have to realize that it's not because we have such great political, military acumen, but rather HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes the time that we spend learning Torah and somehow gives us victory, like he did B'Sha'as Chanukah. And then the Chasam Sofer says an incredible thing about the connection between the menorah and the study of Torah. He writes like this, B'Perek Bava Madlikim, Tanar Abanim, B'Shamay Omrim, B'Yom Rishon Madlik Shmona, Mikan Ve'elach Pokus V'Holich. Everybody knows the Gemara in Shabbos, that B'Shamay says you start with 8 candles and go down. On the first day you start with one, you go up. The Gemara says an incredible line in Masechet Shabbos. Someone who's careful about candles, now some say it means Shabbos candles, but the Chasam Sofer is going that it means someone who's careful about Chanukah candles, he will have sons who are Tamidi Chachamim. So you see there's this connection between lighting Chanukah candles and the study of Torah. If you're careful with your Chanukah candles, your kids will be Tamidi Chacham. So he explains like this. Ki adlakas menorah goreim hatzlacha b'torah. Hein l'chedude kaftor v'ferach tzitzim u'prachim l'torah. It sharpens your mind because the menorah has some very ornate decorations. And that symbolizes the clear diktuk and sharpness of learning. Also, it helps you to remember what you learned, to retain your learning. The menorah was meshukadim, and it helps you to sit and to review and to remember your learning. So the menorah symbolizes both sharpness in learning and remembering. Listen to what he says, unbelievable. He says that when you, as you get older, so you get wiser and you get more sharp in your learning. So you're mosif aholich. Ve'orech yamim tuna. Uvehepech, he gives a diankasa adam zocher vazikna mishakach. He says the opposite when it comes to retaining. When you get older, you get sharper, but when you get older, you also begin to lose your memory. But stuff that you learn when you're younger, that you retain better. So he says, unbelievable. V'alkein beishamai dohayim chadadei tfei. The Gemara says beishamai was very sharp. So, Beishamai, when they lit their menorah, their thought was to remember, to go down, to go towards the youth, to go towards the lower numbers symbolizing the lower age, because they needed memory, which you get when you're younger. They were sharp. So therefore they went down, because as you get older, it gets less, your memory gets less, so therefore they go down. Beisila needed to try to strive to get older, to get wiser. They weren't as smart as Beishamai, so they were most of all. So you see here, fascinating, the two aspects of learning Torah. The older you get, the sharper you get, but the older you get, the more you forget. So you have to try to compensate. That's why Beishamai says you light from 8 down to 1, because they're trying to rediscover the memory, and Beisila goes 1 up to 8 because they're trying to get older to rediscover the sharpness. At any rate, we see that the menorah is a symbol for study of Torah. And Soloveitchik once said that when you're 100 years old, Sarah was called Mea Shana Ve'esrim Shana, that when she was old, she had the traits of youth. And even when she was young, she had the wisdom of old age. Similar idea that as you get older, you have certain milas for wisdom. But Reb Soloveitchik said that davening, you actually do better when you're young, because davening is a dependency. You have to feel like a young child who's dependent on the mother. So Sarah had the advantages of childhood and old age and the advantages of old age and childhood. Similarly, the Chassid over here is saying that the older person has the advantage of wisdom, but the younger person remembers the learning better. So you see the focus of study of Torah and retaining Torah and sharpening Torah as is reflected in the practice of the menorah. V'yesh otam, he writes, l'beishamai k'neged parei achag. Beishamai says we count down like the bulls of the holiday of Sukkot. Hainu lefachos ha-tumah. There's two ways that a person can grow. He's got to remove the tumah from his life and add the kedusha. So Beishamai was focused on removal of tumah. So you lower the parei achag lefachos ha-tumah. Ulahatish koch lebeis hillel nakad ha-kedusha malim bekodesh vein moridin. Beis Hillel says you have to add the kedusha. Beishamai talked about being morid the tumah. Perhaps he refers to the fact that the parei achag represented the nations of the world. To diminish the influence of the nations of the world, the tumah in the world. And Beis Hillel's Mosif Olech, that's to increase the Kedusha in the world. Kenyan plukta b'gemar b'bracha achrona b'megillah. So the Chasam Sofer ties this to the machlokas and of the ending bracha that you make after you read the Megillah. And the Gemara M'sachs and Megillah, Chof Beis and Beis, quotes it. Do we say in the bracha Haravis Rivenu, Hanifra Mikol Tzarehem, Lahapalas Asonim, do we daven for the enemies to fall? Oh, Akela Moshiach, Lahosif Yeshua Kedusha. So clearly we need both. When a person wants to grow, he's got to remove the Tumah and also elevate the Kedusha. Chanukah is about both. If you want to elevate the Kedusha, you have to also remove the Tumah. And it's very hard to teach children Al Taras HaKod if there's Tumah with them together. So we have to really engage in both in removing the Tumah from the world, and also then allowing fertile ground for the growth of the Tahara. He has a fascinating piece here in Mizmor Shir Chanukas HaBayis LaDavid about that David HaMelech couldn't build the Beis HaMikdash because of the blood that was on his hands. So Shlomo had to build it, but yet the Medrash says that the Beis HaMikdash doors wouldn't open until Shlomo dug up David HaMelech's kever and brought it into Beis HaMikdash. And that's what's meant in Mizmor Shir Chanukas HaBayis LaDavid. Aromimcha Hashem ki dilisani, you dug me out of the ground. Velosi machta oivai li. Chasam Sofer has an incredible pshat about this. He says, Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, he says, Hashem says, listen, I can't let you build a Beis HaMikdash. Damim habi shafachta lafani, you killed a lot of people. But he says, Osam damim, it was like karbanos. So David HaMelech says, well, if you think the blood was like Karbanos, so why can't I be the one to build the Beis HaMikdash? So Amar David HaMelech, Imkein, my time alo, Ivana Anias HaBayis. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, no. Asidim Yisrael Lachto, the Jewish people are going to sin. Ve'eshbo Chamasi Aleitzim Ba'avanim. And I'm going to destroy the Beis HaMikdash instead of destroying them. Ve'imata Tivneli, if you build the Beis HaMikdash, lo Yecharvu Masei Adecha, I will never destroy that which you created. Ve'yitzar Chas Hashem L'harag Yisrael, Ayin Shem. Unbelievable medrash. He says that David, I can't let you build a Beis HaMikdash because if you build it, I'm never going to be able to destroy it. And if I don't destroy it, I'm going to have to destroy the Jewish people because the Jewish people are going to sin and something's got to go. Either they got to go to the Beis HaMikdash. So I can't let you build a Beis HaMikdash just so that I could be able to destroy it. Wow. Says the Chassid Sofer, nearly, Perisho. Emes, Damim Harbi Shafachta L'Tovas Yisrael. Hashem says to David, yes, you killed a lot of people for the benefit of the Jewish people, Ve'eretz Yisrael, and for the benefit of Eretz Yisrael. V'hu Chashiv Kedam Karbanos Lefani. I consider that like the blood of Karbanos. V'hainu Im Yisrael Ru'uyim L'kach. That's if the Jewish people are Roy, then the blood that you spilled will be like the blood of Karbanos. Ach, Im Chotim, if the Jewish people sin, Ve'enam Ru'uyim L'kach, Hu Kishvichas Dam Naki, then the blood that you spilled is going to be for nothing. It's like you killed people for nothing. So then, the Klal Yisrael is going to be chayev for killing all the nations of the world for no reason, because if the Jewish people sin, they don't deserve Eretz Yisrael. Then, chalila. And if I can't destroy the Beis HaMikdash, I'm going to have to kill the Jewish people. Therefore, you can't build a Beis HaMikdash. He said, so what's the lesson for us about this? That when we sin, the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu destroyed the Beis HaMikdash was because He loved us. He didn't take His anger out on us. He took His anger on the Eitzim V'Avanim, on the Beis HaMikdash. But Klal Yisrael is never going to perish. Klal Yisrael is never going to die. And even though David HaMelech, the warrior, he killed a lot of people, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want to let him build the Beis HaMikdash because then he would never be able to destroy it. You have to realize that sometimes when HaKadosh Baruch Hu destroys something in the world, He's actually really building. He's destroying Beis HaMikdash, but He's letting Klal Yisrael live. That was as a chesed. And sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu destroys things, but it's the chesed, it's the Klal Yisrael that we're going to endure, we're going to be able to rebuild, we're going to be able to pick up the pieces. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us, to learn that we sinned, we're being punished, but we have to pick up the pieces and rebuild. And Chanukah was, it's interesting because even though the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed a few years after Chanukah, but this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu telling us that there's going to be a destruction, but I'm still always going to be with you. You're going to always have that menorah throughout all the generations. That's going to be your indication that you're still going to survive this Chorban. Chanukah is very much about that survival, even throughout the long galus. And two final pieces, really, just from Parshas Vayeshev, beautiful pieces that he has here. V'lo zachar sar hamashkim es paru vayishka es Yosef vayishkacheu. The sar hamashkim at the end of the Parsha, he forgot about Yosef. So says the Chasam Sofer, Pirush Rashi, Hanim Dosev Ashrei Agerushesh Som Hashem Evtacho V'lo Pana El Rehavim V'Shati Kozav. Hine Amru Chacham Zal Yochel Afil Yosef Batel Tamalom M'chol Shatasi Ki Atzadikim Osem Pula Katana Mash Yechzer Ateva Yashta Manes. The Chasam Sofer says that miracles don't happen in a vacuum. The Tzadik has to do something, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu could take the little bit that you do and make it into a miracle. He quotes a taz in the beginning of Hilchas Chanukah. B'shem Azor. Tal kapanim gabi Elisha hayatzarech ma'at shem. And you remember there's a miracle in Tanakh where Elisha caused this poor woman to have a lot of oil, but he needed a little of oil to get it started. Hayatzarech ma'at shem and lachnasas anes. In order for the miracle to take hold. Shelo yeah yesh me'ayin. You can't always have a Kadosh Baruch Hu just create oil out of nothing. He needed a little bit of oil, and then the little bit of oil became a lot of oil. The whole story with Yosef interpreting the dreams of the baker and the butler. Yosef was right to get involved in trying to help out his own cause by interpreting the dreams of the butler and the baker. Of course, you got to do something. So Yosef was right to try to do something to save himself. Ach, A person should try to do his best, but don't tell people to try to do the miracle for you. Maybe the Sar Mashkim wouldn't be a good shliach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu prepared the Sar Mashkim to be the one to deliver the message. In the end, the Sar Mashkim did say, talk about Yosef. The problem is the Sar Mashkim is gonna say it was him who saved Yosef. Because that's the way people are. If I told him Agdullah Ba'atzma, Omun Kochi Votzim Yadi, Hoshia Laploni. So Yosef shouldn't have asked the Sar Mashkim to save him. He should have gotten involved and did the chesedim, interpreted the dreams. There was what to be chal on. But he shouldn't have asked him to go do it, because maybe he wouldn't be a worthy shliach, and maybe the Sar Mashkim would think, oh, it's all me. That's exactly what happened. The Sar Mashkim lo zachal lo shel Yosef al derech malitza tova, kidei shlo yizgadel alav. The reason why the Sar Mashkim wasn't able to do it was because he would have gotten arrogant and thought it was all about him. Adar alai, de bizayo nar ivri, eved, v'yosef, shebikishim en shiasim ha'onesh, tova nenash. And Yosef, who asked the Sar Mashkim to do it for him, he got punished. So that's why the plan didn't end up happening, because Yosef depended on the Sar Mashkim and the Sar Mashkim depended on himself. So that's the key point. Whenever we accomplish things in life, we're not supposed to think it's us. We're not supposed to think we did it. We're not supposed to rely on people. And the people who save us are not supposed to think it's us. They're supposed to think that they're just a tool in the plan of the Ribbono Shel Olam. And that's what the Chasam Sofer sees happen over here. Below Zachar Sar Mashkim is Yosef Vayishkacheyu, and the Rashi quotes Ashri Agevasher Saw Hashem Iftachov Below Pana El Rahavim Balei Gaiva, because you can't turn to Balei Gaiva, because then the Balei Gaiva thinks it was he who did it, and he forgets their Ribbono Shel Olam. So that's why Kadosh Baruch Hu knew that the Sar Mashkim thought it was going to be about him, and that's why he wasn't Zocha. And the last little piece Below Zachar Sar Mashkim is Yosef Vayishkacheyu. The Chasam Sofer has a wild shot over here. V'lo zachar Sar Mashkim is Yosef. The Sar Mashkim didn't remember Yosef. Vayishkachehu. And Yosef forgot the Sar Mashkim. Wow. Pirush. Lo zracho b'fiv l'dabr l'sapi menu klal. The Sar Mashkim forgot to talk about Yosef. Vayidezeh. Yatsa gam hu milibo shal Yosef. Vayishkachehu Yosef l'Sar Mashkim. V'nisyayish klal mishuaso. So the Sar Mashkim forgot Yosef, and once the Sar Mashkim forgot Yosef, then time passed, Yosef forgot all about the Sar Mashkim, that he was supposed to save him. And then Yosef gave up hope from ever being saved at all. And Dafka, at that moment when Yosef gave up hope from ever being saved at all, that's when he got saved. He stopped relying in the human being. That's when the Yeshua started. So we have to be careful. We have to make our hishtadlus, says the Chasam Sofer. Hishtadlus is good, but realize that the whole Yeshua has come from the Ribbono Shel Olam. I want to wish everybody a great Shabbos and a Freilich and Chanukah. At least I tried to give you a little bit this Erev Shabbos Chanukah. Have a wonderful Shabbos.